This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Fred Craddock was a professor of preaching at Vanderbilt University. I think he retired as a Methodist minister in Cherry Log, Georgia. He was a great writer, great preacher. But he tells about his childhood, and I want to share this story. When he was growing up, his father would have nothing to do with the church. His dad would say, "Oh, they're just a bunch of hypocrites down at the church. They're just a bunch of phonies. All they want is my money." So Fred Craddock said his dad never went to church. But the time came, I think in the 90s, when Fred Craddock was called back to his home in Tennessee to visit dad at his home. His dad was dying of cancer, throat cancer. Fred Craddock said he walked into the bedroom and to see his dad couldn't speak. The walls of the room were covered with notes and cards from those phonies down at the church. "We love you. We're praying for you. We're thinking about you." And just covered. And Fred Craddock said it when he came into the room, he started walking through the note. "Oh, I remember him and I remember her. Is she still alive?" And he went through the list with his mother. And his dad couldn't speak. And his dad was watching him go over the cards and letters of affirmation and blessing to the man who's dying of throat cancer. And Fred Craddock said his dad motioned for a pen. And he gave him a pen. And then instead of asking for a notepad, he just pointed to the box of Kleenex. And Fred thought, "Well, he needs a Kleenex," gave him the box of Kleenex. And Fred's dad wrote on the box of Kleenex these words, "I was wrong. I was wrong. Someday, you may get to the end of your life and the thoughts are going to go through your mind of the words of Jesus in Luke 16:10-15 about you can't serve two masters. And I wonder how many men, how many women in their spirits are going to say, 'I was wrong. I listened to the wrong voice. I responded to the wrong voice. I answered the wrong voice.'" Because you see, Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. I want to close by reading the rest. Verse 14, "The Pharisees who loved money heard this and were sneering at Jesus." It literally means they lifted up their noses at Jesus. You know the look. Do you know why you know the look? Because you've given it. And so have I. Somebody's given that look to you where they lift up their head at you in contempt. "He said to them, 'You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men.'" But listen to this, underline this if you underline in your Bible. "But God knows your heart. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight." You have a decision to make today. You really do, and so do I. Whose voice am I going to respond to? Who's my master? Because you serve somebody. You got to serve somebody. It may be the devil. It may be the Lord, Bob Dylan said, but you got to serve somebody. He's right. He's right.
Well, I'm going to ask you to make every effort to hear the conclusion of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.